Welcome to Cashback Radio. I'm Brad Dalius. Hope you're enjoying the week. It's great to have you with us again tonight. Another exciting guest coming your way this evening. This guy is doing some big things with Savion. He's climbed his way up to a four-star rank with the company. From the bluegrass state of Kentucky, Scott Whitney now joins us here on Cashback Radio. How are you doing tonight, Scott? Thanks for coming on the show.
Fantastic, Brad. How about yourself?
Doing great. Really appreciate you coming on tonight. I know you've been really busy recently and doing a lot of different things, and that's exciting because that means you've been busy with Savion. So I know we're going to have a lot of really good stuff to talk about tonight, so I'm excited to have you on. And, you know, let me congratulate you at first, you know, becoming a four-star and all the success you've had with Savion to date. So congrats on that. Like I said, I'm excited to talk about it during tonight's show. But first off, Scott, I want to start the interview by talking about your backstory and how you initially got started with network marketing and, you know, just talking about your roots and where you came from.
Sure. I'd be happy to share with that. Share that with all, Brad. You know, this is not something that I ever looked at when I was a kid and said, you know what, when I grow up, I'm going to be a network marketer. And, you know, so I've always been entrepreneurial. When I grew up, small town, 3,500 people, you know, good core family values. My parents loved each other very much and shared that throughout our household, but were very, very focused and motivated on finding something to help build a residual income in our household without having to go work a job every single day. So that's always been in the back of my mind. You know, grow up, go through high school, play college football at the University of Maine, business degree in accounting and sales marketing. Get out as I'm going through summers. I'm paying my way through college and working in the hotel restaurant business. I did that for 12 years. I love it. I really enjoyed that. But I decided at one point in time, you know, I wanted to be able to have a life. And the only way you're going to have a life is if you are in control of your own destiny, which means you have to find something you love to do that you can get paid for. So started up our own business doing a janitorial service and a lawn care service. Did that for about 15 years. Did very well. Had a total of, between the two businesses, of a little over 50 people up until the years of 08, 09. We all know what happened in 2008 and 2009 between the housing market and the stock market. It
yes.
went south, and it went south fast. So you reach a point where people lose their jobs because everyone's cutting back and downsizing, corporate America, the whole nine yards. We had three major employers in the area that we were in. Longaberger Baskets was one, over 6,000 employees. They're down to less than 1,000 employees now. Lear Corporation was an auto parts manufacturer, over 4,000 employees. They shut their facility down altogether and moved back to Pennsylvania. And the third one was a company called 5Bs. It was an embroidery company, does all the embroidery work for professional sports and collegiate sports, over 3,000 employees, down to under 500 employees now. So those people, a lot of them lost their jobs. But what's the first thing that happens when somebody loses their job? They get rid of the guy that cuts your grass and the girl that cleans your house.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from 50-plus employees down to 10 within about a six-month time frame. I don't need to tell you what kind of stress that puts on a financial situation when you're used to having that kind of revenue coming in and you're committed to your employees to help provide jobs and income for as many people as possible. It was tough, you know. Fought tooth and nail to keep my head above water. It was just not easy.
And, Scott, for people who are listening tonight, I know there's some folks who, you know, they've been in those situations or those situations might come at some point in the future. There's always going to be peaks and valleys, right? But I think the big thing is people are always curious when those situations do arise, when the tough times come around. How do you, you know, kind of keep going forward, keep plugging away, knowing that it's a tough situation that you're in, but if I can do X, Y, and Z, I'm going to come out on the other side a better person for it.
Well, the one thing my father always taught me as a kid is that if you keep your head down and keep moving forward, good things will always happen. So that's exactly what I did. And he said the other aspect of what he taught me was, you know, when opportunity knocks, you at least have to open the door and listen. Well, one day, opportunity knocked. It was my brother-in-law came to me with an opportunity in the network marketing industry. Now, my experience with network marketing comes with zero experience, other than my knowledge of what my parents tried to do back in the 70s and 80s. And all my dad ever said, all I ever saw happen, was a house full of product, and not a lot of money coming in and continuing to struggle. My father always said, you know, if you go and someone's trying to present something to you and they show you this car program, that's not easy to get to. So don't get excited about it. And if they share that six-figure income and how you can do that too, he said only special people get there. So when I was presented with network marketing for the first time, that's exactly what I was presented with, like within the first 10 minutes, is how fast you can get to a car and how fast you can make six figures. And I'm just like, whatever. This is not for me, but I'll listen because my brother-in-law brought me here. So I did. But then it's a weight loss company, and I saw a three-for-free program, and I'm a cheap son of a gun. I knew I was going to do that quick. So I said, fine, I'm in. I'll do it with you. We'll see what happens. So long and short of it is I qualified for my car in less than 30 days and hit that six-figure income rank in 6 months. That was something.
Feeling pretty good about yourself, I'm sure, at that point. Probably feeling pretty good, right? Yeah.
I was feeling pretty good. It helped dig us out of a hole that we were in financially, and it changed our lives. But the reason it did was because of the people that came into my life because of that company. See, one of the things that I learned early on with network marketing is there are a lot of great people out there looking for a little bit of help, looking for a little bit of a hand up, because they want to be able to help other people. And this opportunity allowed me to do that for a lot of people. And for whatever reason, it's just everything that we were doing was resonating with everybody we were talking to. So that fired me up. Moving through that, you know, like everything else in life, there's the ebbs and flows of business. And that company had theirs as well. So, you know, that brought us to another decision.
Hey, Scott, if you could, talk about the importance of finding the right people to guide you in the right direction. You talked about some of, you know, going through, trying out different things and trying to find the right thing. People sometimes are always willing to, you know, talk to you or try and point you in the right direction. But, you know, we all know there's really only a handful or so of people who can really make things happen for you and really point you in the right direction. Talk about, if you could, shed some light on that for you personally, what your experience was like trying to find the right people to really point you in the right direction.
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, the first company I did was just out of pure luck that I found what I found when I did. Had I known then what I know now, I would have done a little more research and done things maybe a little bit differently, but maybe not. At the end of the day, when I started looking for that other thing, there's a key things that I look for. I look for integrity at the top. I look for leadership quality with the people that I'm looking to do something with. I'm looking at, can the average person win with this opportunity, and does it have long-term potential? So those are really the key things I look at. I look for somebody that also has the ability to help a lot of people make a positive change in their life and has a good work ethic, not just somebody looking to sit on a beach and direct people on what to do, but someone that's going to actually get out there in the trenches with you and help you win at the same time.
We're talking to Savion 4-star Scott Whitney here on Cashback Radio. He's been kind enough to take some time out of his schedule, join us here tonight on the show. And Scott, you know, transitioning over into Savion specifically, and Scott's a busy guy, as you can hear right now. He's getting calls left and right. So that's okay, though. So, Scott, you know, talking about Savion and initially, what drew you to the company? And also talking about specifically the Savion launch event in Las Vegas, I remember you were one of the first ones who came up to my table there that we had in Las Vegas at the launch event outside the ballroom at Planet Hollywood, and you signed up for the show. And, of course, I thank you for that, and I just saw how excited you were in general to be there that day. So if you could comment on, you know, first off, Scott, what really drew you to Savion, and then also at the launch event, how excited you were.
Yeah, sure. So what drew me to Savion in the first place was the individual that sponsored me that made me listen. And then when I started looking at what was being offered, there were two things that stood out. Like I said, I mean, whenever I'm looking at something, one of the biggest things I look at is, does it have a product or a service that will resonate with the majority of the people? And number two, is it easy to help somebody make at least $500 a month quickly and consistently? So when I looked at Savion, I saw what our membership is. I knew that was a slam dunk. I mean, you have something where you can get cash back from the places that you're currently shopping for just returning in some receipt data. Are you kidding me? That's it? That fired me up because I know I can help a lot of people with that. And then when I see the comp plan, there's a lot of things I look at when I look at the comp plan. I asked when I saw that one-page PDF, I asked my sponsor, I said, where's the rest of the comp plan so I can understand how to maximize this for everybody? And he said, simply said, that's it. There is no more. And I was shocked because I'm used to like a short novel to have to go through and figure things out, but not here. And when you look at the $500 a month, here it's $600 for 12 memberships in your organization. All I have to say is I tell every single person that's done networking before, look at the comp plan of the company you're currently with and put 12 people into it with the minimum monthly auto ship that you currently have and how much does that pay you residual income month after month after month. I don't care about front loading. I don't care about fast start bonuses. I don't care about any of that stuff because that's a one-time pay. I want to know what the average person can make with 12 people in their organization consistently in your company. And if it's not $600 a month, we need to talk.
Yeah, and when you start comparing Savion to other network marketing companies, you know, you start checking off things and you're like, oh, wait a minute, these other companies, they're not doing what Savion's doing. And they might be good, but they're not quite on the level of Savion and they're not going down the path that Savion is. And it's just these differences that is really, I think, really separating Savion apart from these other companies.
It does. And, you know, the other day, Brad, I put a post on social media that said, you know, I'm not selling shakes. I'm not selling skincare. I'm not selling jewelry. I'm not selling wax and candles. I'm not selling bags. I'm not selling any of that other stuff. What am I selling? Nothing. I'm giving you a cashback membership so that you can get cash back on your retail shopping. Period. That's why this is so simple. That's why it's so easy for everybody.
What's it been like, Scott, to really try and go out and recruit other people, talk to other people, communicating to folks about Savion and what your experience has been like? Do you enjoy that aspect of talking to other people once you've become a part of a company and really talking it up to other folks? Do you enjoy that?
Are you kidding me? I flat love that. Come on now. We're talking to people about putting money back in their pocketbook every single or their wallet every single month. Who doesn't want to do that? Who doesn't want to save 20%? You know, this is one of those things. It's like, you know, I talk more about what this is with people now than I ever have anything else. And a lot of it's because people just are still in disbelief that it is what it is until they get into it, start using it. And I still get calls from people today who have been in for a month or so. And they're like, I still can't believe how easy this is.
Hard to believe, no doubt about that. That same sentiment has been echoed so much. So many people I've talked with Savion, and it's so true. Savion 4-star Scott Whitney right here on Cashback Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our discussion with Scott, talking about his experiences with Savion and much more right here on Cashback Radio.
Discover a new career. Clarify a new lifestyle. Or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Well, Welcome back, Cashback Radio, right here at CashbackRadioLive.com. Brad Daly is with you tonight, talking with Savion four-star Scott Whitney. We're going to the bottom of the hour this evening, 8:30 Eastern time. And Scott, you know, before the break, we were talking about Savion, and I mentioned also the launch event, specifically back at the end of February in Las Vegas. What an event it was. If you weren't there, by the way, and if you're going to the global launch event coming up at the end of June, you're in for a treat, to say the least. You're going to have a blast. But Scott, going back to February, you know, did you think, knowing what you know now, do you think, what were your expectations about the launch of the company and everything that was to come that day? What were your initial expectations? And now, as we said here on April the 19th, how does it match up?
All right, so my expectations, I really don't know what, didn't know what to expect when I went out there. You know, I was looking to meet the people behind it and to feel the energy and the passion and the vision and to just kind of, you know, I wanted that warm, fuzzy feeling. When I got there, I got it. You know, the energy was there. The people have great personality, great energy. The vision of the company was, I mean, it's right where I wanted it to be. You know, so I was fired up about that. Had a few people out there with me, had the same mentality about it, fired up as well. What happened when we came back was nothing short of what I consider amazing. You know, we started putting together a group of people and sharing this wonderful opportunity and looking at what we're doing in June 25th, I was playing Hollywood again. Man, I got to tell you, I am flat out fired out for that to see how many people are going to be there because I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to make the February event look like a backroom board meeting.
We shall see, right? We shall see. Now, definitely everyone's excited about it, and it should be a blast to say the least. Scott, I want to talk about mentors for a little bit here. And, you know, people who've given you advice over the years in business and some really valuable pieces, some golden nuggets, if you will, that people have given you over the years. If you could shed some light on that and talk about your experiences, Scott, some mentors, people who have inspired you over the years.
Sure. So, you know, one of my biggest mentors in my life was my father. And, you know, just the things that he taught me from a young child into adulthood are things that have kind of stuck with me my entire life. One of the biggest things he always said to me, and when you're a young kid, your father's telling you something, you're like, yeah, whatever, Dad, I don't need, I'm not listening to you. You don't know, you're too old, right? So I go through my life like that. And then I get into network marketing a few years back, and all those same things start coming around again. And I say to myself, son of a gun, you should have listened to your father. Where would I be today if I would have actually taken that stuff seriously? And all those things start flooding back. Like, you know, partner with the people that you know, like, and trust and do what they do. Find somebody that has what you want and listen to them. Follow them. And don't stop. The biggest thing in this industry that I get frustrated with people is consistency fixes everything. Persistence fixes everything. And if you follow the system that any company or any team has in place and you do it consistently and persistent, you cannot fail. The only time you will fail is if you quit. And those are the biggest things that stick with me every single day with everybody that I talk to. I don't even know if they're golden nuggets or not anymore. I just think this is something that's normal that everybody should have in their mind, right?
Yeah, it's so true, Scott. I agree 100%. And really the significance, I think, of continuing to do what it is that you do, whether that's going out, recruiting people, network marketing, continuing to build up a team, whatever it is, when things aren't going your way and just continuing to push through it, having that perseverance and continuing to be persistent. It's so true, and I underscore it, but I think it can never be stated enough.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You know, and I look at this for what we're doing too, and some of the other people since I've been in this industry that they've shared with me, and you know, just simple things. You know, find something that works and just do it over and over and over again until you're where you want to be, and then align yourself with people who have the same likes, goals, values, and vision, and you will never fail. So that's what I've tried to do, and in the last couple of years especially. we've aligned ourselves with some pretty phenomenal people, and we are moving teams of people to prosperity right now.
So we've got somebody looking to get into Savion for the first time. He or her, very excited about it. What would you tell them, Scott? What would you tell them based off of your experience so far with the company and what you potentially could see for them?
What I tell anybody that is looking at network marketing, regardless of the company, but especially Savion, is you have somebody that brought this to you, that cares about you, likes you, and wants you to be successful. You're looking for something in your life right now, otherwise you would not be here. You're looking for an opportunity to increase your cash flow in your household, or you just want to be around some positive, inspiring people. Something brought you here. Something's making you look at this. Do not ignore it. My best advice I can give you is this, is that if you're looking at Savion for the first time, you understand what it is, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? You spend $125 and you do nothing with it. What's the best thing that can happen to you? You spend $125 and your life has changed for the positive forever. Why? Because you've aligned yourself with some people that have a positive attitude and mental outlook on life with a vision to take you beyond this bin of mediocrity that most people in this life are stuck in. See, most people around you in your life right now, they don't want you to succeed. Everybody's beating you down for however long, right? You can't do this, you can't have that, you can't be this, you can't be that, you can't go here, you can't go there. You have to just keep your head down, go to work at your job every single day and be miserable, right? So if somebody comes along and offers you something in network marketing like Savion and says, here, give me your hand, I will lift you up and help you be successful. All you have to do is a few simple things. And they escape that bit of mediocrity, and they get out and they can see what life is actually all about. So don't pass that opportunity up today. Do this for yourself, do this for your family, but move forward today and make a decision for yourself.
It's so simple, and yet it's one of those things that some people struggle with, but the people who can handle it, the people who are willing to take it on, really can have a lot of success with it. And once again, we're talking with Savion four-star Scott Whitney here on Cashback Radio. And Scott, something that, you know, everyone does, part of Savion, collecting the receipts, trying to get the 20% cash back on different purchases. It's been really a lot of fun actually talking with people about some of their purchases and what's been a common purchase you hear from a bunch of different people trying to get 20% cash back on it. What's something, Scott, that you have really enjoyed getting 20% cash back on as you've been collecting receipts and been continuing to buy groceries or continue to get gas, whatever the case may be? What have you most enjoyed getting 20% cash back on?
Well, you know, I'm a creature of habit when it comes to certain purchasing and certain expenditures. So grocery store, obviously, I enjoy getting 20% cash back on my purchases there and my gas because I drive around a good bit. So those are great. But, you know, I love sushi. I mean, when I say I love sushi, I flat out love sushi. So my favorite sushi restaurant is on my list. So that's what I do. That's one of my stores I have that I really enjoy getting that cash back on. And because of that, the owners of that same of that sushi restaurant say, "How are you doing that? What is this?" So they're in my in with the Savion membership themselves now because of
yeah,
that.
They're fascinated. I take it.
Yes.
And Scott, looking forward now, you know, into the future here with Savion and looking ahead into the coming months, where do you see your role with the company? Do you see yourself maybe taking on, talking to more people, continuing to recruit? Where do you see yourself? Because each person, you know, has a different area that they like to put themselves into as time goes along, and either they see themselves continuing to do more of something or maybe a little less of something in order to jump into another area, but where do you see yourself, Scott, going forward here into the coming months?
Nothing's going to change. I mean, I'm moving forward in the same pace, if not even faster, because of what we're doing and where we are. You know, there's too much opportunity for every single person out there with Savion right now to even take the foot off the pedal for a minute. This is something I firmly believe in. This is something I know that my team looks at, and why people are successful is because they keep doing the daily activities and then continue to help the newest person be successful here. And that's my plan. That's my goal. And I don't know how long it's going to last. You know, there's too many years ahead of me for me to even figure that out. So, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years.
Love it. Love it. Four-star Scott Whitney here on Cashback Radio. And Scott, before we let you go tonight, really appreciated your time. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you, man. As far as people who want to reach out to you, get in contact with you, where should they go? Social media, email? What's the best way to get a hold of Scott Whitney?
Yeah, so I'm on social media through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook is under the initial J, Scott Whitney. You can find me there. My email would be, and I'm telling you right now, don't laugh at my email address. I've had this for 15 years. It is loveyourbody90@yahoo.com. And I used to tell people when I made that email, I said, if you don't love your body, who's going to? So loveyourbody90@yahoo.com.
There you go. Love it. Awesome, man. Hey, Scott. Really appreciate your time tonight, and especially love the email there, loveyourbody90@gmail.com. Classic. Good stuff.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate you as well. It's been a lot of fun getting to chat with you here, and I look forward to what the future holds.
Absolutely. You got it, Scott. We'll be seeing you in June in Vegas once again.
Yes, sir.
All right. All the best to you, Scott. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
And there he goes once again, Savion four-star Scott Whitney joining us tonight here on Cashback Radio from the Bluegrass State of Kentucky. A lot of fun chatting with him, and definitely got to talk with him if you're in Vegas coming up at the global launch event at the end of June. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially if I mentioned if you weren't at the initial launch event at the end of February, you're definitely going to be in for a treat if you're coming for the first time at the end of June. Hey, that's going to do it for tonight's show. The half hour just flew right by. Appreciate you coming on and listening once again this evening. Don't forget, if you missed any of our shows the last 5 weeks, you can access all of them on demand. The address is always the same. It's cashbackradiolive.com. Be sure to hit me up on Twitter as well. You can follow me at Brad Dalius. It's Dalius. Thanks again, guys, for listening tonight. I will talk with you next week. Keep living the dream.